Never think of the right words to say. Robert Lamb. Good morning. It is Jump in Tucson for Thursday, December 5th. We have a special triplet of guests today, plus I am a guest host in for Tom Moulton, the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. I'm Big Al, formerly of radio stations and Channel 9. Tom is on assignment somewhere in Texas, and so we have the people that he set up before he decided to go to Texas. We're hoping that they are just as entertaining as the show they're going to promote. I have to tell you that, and we mentioned it before this show, Natalie, you have a six-syllable last name.
Yeah, I mean, it's not short, you know? Do you want me to say it? Is that?
I'm going to try
it. Okay, you have a go.
Eleftheriadis.
Kind of. You're pretty close. So with Greek names, they're phonetic. If you sound out every letter in order, it comes out right. There's no weird silent letters or anything like that.
Go ahead and tell me.
Eleftheriadis.
Eleftheriadis. Okay. So the emphasis was wrong for me on that one.
Something like
that. And you're from Australia, but you sound, you know, you're from Greek. You're Greek, but you're from Australia.
I am first generation Australian. Greek father, English mother, Australian born, living in America. I am a total mutt.
Well, yeah.
Cute one.
You sure you are. Everyone here is cute except for the host. And we also have another couple of folks that joined us from Old Tucson Studios. The marketing manager, Ken Corpy.
I'm actually the entertainment manager.
And I'm the marketing manager.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay.
Marketing manager. You know what? You're right. He did that right. I read it wrong.
We can blame it on Tom if you want.
We have Mrs. Claus from not the North or South Pole.
From the West Pole.
The West Pole.
The West Pole.
The Clauses live at the West Pole this time of year when they're getting ready often.
They want to stay warm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They want to stay
warm.
And Mrs. Claus has been there since late November.
Yes.
So, Matt, is her mic on? I don't hear it. Okay. It's on. Just talk a little louder, MC. Mrs. Claus.
Got it.
There we go. We have a lot to talk about because this is something that Old Tucson is doing that's rather new. It's not a Nightfall thing. Nightfall is, what, 20 years old now?
Probably more, yeah.
Yeah, 34 years old. Yeah.
34. Yeah. Where does the time go?
Mm-hmm.
This is newer.
A long time. Yeah, this is our third year of Yuletide.
Third year.
Yep.
Biggest and best, of course. Yes. What have we learned from the previous 2 years?
More lights.
More lights.
More lights.
Christmas lights.
Griswoldville.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we have four times the Christmas lights this year. The town is all decked out. It looks beautiful.
We want to thank our sponsors, Visit Tucson, the new attraction savings passport that is now available online at tucsonattractions.com. And, of course, our friend Ed Ackerley from Ackerley Advertising. We need to mention our great sponsors because they are the one that foot most of the bill for this show, which is great. So let's get into it. How do you take a Western town and make it Christmassy with no snow? Do you have snow?
No, we don't have snow.
Not yet.
Not well, no. I mean, who knows? It may happen this season. Stranger things have happened, but no.
There may be some magical snow at one point in one of the shows, but that's all I'll say.
Yeah, but it's our usual desert terrain turned wonderlandish.
And it's the whole park.
Yeah. Well, Old Tucson at Christmas time becomes the West Pole, which is Santa's base in the West. Uh-huh. This is where the extended Santa Claus family manufactures their magical bells, which hold Christmas spirit magic. They have all kinds of applications, these bells, once they're filled with magic. They help the sleigh fly. They help Santa deliver the presents, get down the chimneys, you name it.
Well, and Santa does show up.
Absolutely.
Sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you're here, but he's not. He's doing something right now.
Oh, this time of year, Santa is so busy. He is getting the elves in line, helping with the gifts, giving ideas.
I can't imagine that you're not almost as busy as the old man.
Very. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what it takes to manage those elves?
I'm sure everything both of you have.
Plus the Christmas spirit that Mrs. Claus has to produce. Like, she's the minister of Christmas spirit.
Well, you know, we could use a little Christmas, some of us in this room right now.
Absolutely.
So
what is
need
Christmas
a little Christmas
spirit?
Love. Christmas spirit is love.
It is, isn't it?
It is. And you should spread it everywhere. Sprinkle it. Show everybody.
So when does the event start on a daily basis out at Old Tucson Studios?
We kicked off on Tuesday, the 26th of November. We're running right through till January 4th, and it runs from 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. on the days that we're open. At the moment, we're running Friday through Sunday, and I believe from the 19th onwards, it goes to Thursday through Sunday. In fact, it's even more at that point, I believe. We're running 6 days a week from that point onwards.
Oh, yeah, 19th through the 4th of January. We are on every day except for Christmas and
the 26th.
Day after Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's a Western experience, Christmas style.
Absolutely. A Western Christmas adventure.
And when you say the word adventure, that piques my interest because we have to have different things than what we're used to when we go to Old Tucson or Nightfall. We have Christmas things, and one of those things is called Goofs on the Roof.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you love the Nightfall gargoyles, you'll love the Goofs on the Roof. You've heard of Elf on a Shelf.
I sure have.
Here's Goof on a Roof.
Right.
You got a life-size elf on a shelf up there on the roof, chatting at you as you come into the park and as you leave the park.
Heckling, one might say.
Yeah. Telling some Christmas-themed jokes. They're a lot of fun.
That's what I hear from someone that I looked at the Facebook post for Old Tucson, and they said they like these. Are there like three or four of these guys or gals?
Two. They're quite comical.
Are they employees of Old Tucson regularly, or do we have to go out and search for special goofs?
They're employees of Santa Claus.
Got it. Also, you have story time.
Absolutely,
we'll have to talk
for the
about
children.
That.
Oh, it's great.
So how old can a child be to have you still have them in?
Can
someone sit on your lap that's my size? Or?
Heck yeah. That's okay. What it's
if you
for.
Ask nicely.
That's right. Yeah, you have to ask nicely. Bring hot cocoa with
Very
you, and I will
nicely.
Definitely be more open to it.
Well, I got to tell you that the magical keys, just like to get into that when we come back.
Got
because
it.
I can't believe this seemed like 3 minutes to me. You know, it's 10 or 12. So we've got plenty to talk about. We're talking about Old Tucson and their special holiday function called
Yuletide, a Western Christmas adventure.
Yippee-ki-yay. We'll be back in just a little bit. It's not Gene Autry, but it's pretty close. I think Gene was the one that sang it originally. That's a good rendition of Frosty the Snowman. I'm Big Al here, guest hosting for Tom Moulton on Jump in Tucson. We have Old Tucson here today, not the town, but the people that are representing the nice show that they've got going for year three called Yuletide,
a Western Christmas adventure.
I want to make sure that that's absolutely.
He gets paid to say that.
It's a dime every time he says it correctly, mm-hmm. So it's per diem.
You hear that, Tony?
So before we were on break, we were talking to Mrs. Claus about story time, where we gather around the fireplace, and she tells children of all ages, about the magical keys.
Yes, and speaking of ages, we have all ages that come in to visit Mrs. Claus at home in the West Pole. They come from, some are being carried in strollers, and some are
being wheeled in.
Yeah, something like that.
Both ends of the age spectrum.
Absolutely. It's fantastic.
So how long does the story time last? I'm sure it's a compelling story and I don't want you to ruin it. But
no, we have several different stories that we kind of rotate throughout the night. Or sometimes if I have a big group of kids, I'll pick one child to come up and pick the story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of fun. So it's kind of random. You don't know what story you're going to get at the time.
But the keys story, I mean, give us just a little flavor.
So basically what we're doing, we have to give magical keys to ensure that Santa can get in to deliver the gifts to all the good boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
So we make sure that before they leave, we go over it and explain how it works and where they're made in our mine and where to put it on Christmas Eve.
Because did you know about that, Al? About that, like, if you don't have a chimney, Santa can still get in. But this is how
it's
done.
He has to get in somehow.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And this is how
it's
done.
And it makes sense that he
mm-hmm.
needs to get in through the front door or the back door.
Mm-hmm.
These keys only work for him, though.
Right.
So you hang one in your front door, and only Santa Claus can unlock the door with these keys.
Wow.
And he'll
and
leave
he
it, on your,
it
tree.
On your tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of the many stories that we would hear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, tell us about the other shows that are there. We've talked about the Goofs on the Roof. That was an easy one.
There's a massive amount of entertainment in the park. We have carolers that go through the park Constantly. So you, about anywhere you go, you can find the carolers singing Christmas carols. We have an opening ceremony where Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the caretaker of the West Pole, Sam St. Cloud, welcome everyone and do a ceremonial lighting of the tree in Town Square.
How big is the tree?
26 feet. Phew.
It's beautiful.
Big tree.
It's really beautiful.
Big tree. I want to go bigger, though. Next
you
year,
are like Clark tree. Griswold Jr., aren't you?
Yes.
Huh?
Sure, yeah.
Just
I'll
make
take
sure
it.
There's no cat under the tree.
Yeah, and with less mishaps, hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to be that iconic. What other shows do
Your
we have?
Your musical?
Huh?
The musical?
Yeah, we've got a great musical. All of the shows are based in the West Pole around these characters we created for the West Pole. The musical is about finding the spirit of Christmas. It's an original musical that we wrote just for Yuletide. We have a magic show that is amazing, and there are some tricks that will blow people away. We have an original stunt show.
Who falls off the roof? Please tell me, not Santa.
Not Santa, no.
Someone falls off the roof if you've got a show at Old Tucson.
Indeed.
Yeah. Three orphans.
Multiple people,
three
in
orphans
fact.
Falling three off orphans. Multiple roofs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They didn't make
in search of their long-lost father.
It's not as somber as it sounds.
That's true. That is not true.
It's very upbeat.
Hi, Mom and Dad. Whoa.
Down we go.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun to be had.
We have the sing-along hayride is wonderful. Yeah. People can have a stagecoach ride with carols playing and singing along, and they do. We've got our hot cocoa in the park. We've got food and drink galore. Our new pizzeria is open, which people adore.
Is there a Christmas pizza?
We don't have a Christmas pizza. I don't know what that would look like.
We're going to figure it out for next
year. Christmas pizza, yeah.
We just had the light bulb go on with Ken.
There you go.
Christmas pizza.
Totally. Pine. We'll put pine on it.
Pine nuts.
I'll talk to Chef about
pine
this.
Pine nuts. We'll put pine nuts on it.
Something we haven't done before, but we're running this year, and it's in reaction to our night market that we had over the summer that was a huge hit. We actually have market vendors as well, so lots of local artisans and crafters are in the park as well, selling their wares, Christmas wares, which that's new for us and doing very well. But it's a very immersive, all-encompassing experience. You can have your photos with Santa and write your letters to Santa, or you can go and sit and watch back-to-back shows. It's a good time.
You can watch classic Christmas movies in our little mini theater. That's a lot of fun.
I really like that area because I feel like the children tend to get a little overwhelmed at times. Uh-huh. And I felt like I've had several parents that are, where can we go to just decompress from?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
definitely.
We've got so many perfect spots there for the kids to kind of calm down for just a second because it gets very exciting there. It's a lot to take in. So the Christmas music or Christmas movie area is fantastic.
Is Mrs. Claus, is this your first time at Old Tucson?
No, this is my second Christmas.
Time.
My second time celebrating out here at the West Pole.
What do you remember about last year? Is there one thing, either last year or this year, that, I mean, I don't want to talk about this year so much because we're doing it, but last year, what stuck out to you last year about
it changed me as a person.
Did it really?
Absolutely. What happens in there is, you can't describe it. It's really magical. Everybody believes the goodness that's out there, and we are spreading kindness and cheer and spirit, and you can't deny that. The feeling, that's what I remember, the feeling. I couldn't wait to get back here this year.
Well, let's talk about what it's going to cost.
Absolutely. So an adult ticket starts at 39, so 39 plus. A child's ticket is 24 plus. And as always, with Old Tucson, children 4 and under are free. One thing I should stress with that, unlike some other attractions, when you purchase your ticket and enter the park, it's an all-inclusive ticket. So some people, I know, people can be price sensitive, especially in Tucson. That 39 entitles you to all of those shows and attractions. That includes the train, it includes the carousel, it includes the petting zoo. I think with the exception of maybe our midway games, which is a nominal fee to participate, and any food and beverage you might like to buy in the park, everything else is included. For those that bought a fun pass, when we kicked off that during nightfall, they're entitled to unlimited entries to Yuletide, and that is actually still on sale at the moment as well.
It's a massive deal.
Mm-hmm. And that's at 69.
Yeah, there's so much to do at Old Tucson right now that you want to come more than once if you want to play all the games, go on all the rides, see
another,
all the shows.
Another quick question. The Christmas pizza, I get a little spiff on that if you do.
Are we talking about royalties already? This is
I get a dime for each one.
There you go.
Should we do something where you can come back more than one time in a season and have a like a season pass just for Yuletide? Could you do that?
Well, we could, and that may be part of a larger conversation that we'll be announcing very soon here, but I think it's okay to tease it.
Yeah.
We're about to launch our 2025 season pass, and it is going to be a screaming deal, very exclusive and pretty much all-inclusive. We will be kicking that off starting December 17th. They'll go on sale. So for those interested and for those that do attend more than one of our seasonal events, I highly recommend it. Keep your eye on our website and on our social. We'll be making an announcement actually next Tuesday.
Natalie's thinking and talking to Ken in my mind. Let's make this like Disneyland where you can come back every day.
Wouldn't that be
nice?
Yeah,
totally. I mean, it's going to be amazing to have the season pass. Unlimited entries to
an old Tucson season pass. Mm-hmm. You've never
Nightfall,
done this.
Yuletide.
Not under
this
the current,
has never been done.
Well, at least not under the current ownership. I think it's been many years since they've had something like it. Yeah.
I know you won't tell me, but I'm going to ask, what would something like that approximately, what are you thinking it would run to do something like this? Just in a general number, would it be $100 or more?
And I would pay $500 for it personally.
It will be somewhere around there. When we looked at all the comparisons, other theme parks sort of lined up, and we do a lot of research when we make these decisions,
I'm sure.
Both our local market and then what's going on nationally. We've come in at what we believe to be a very fair and very competitive price. I cannot officially tell you yet,
not.
Because it will go live next
week. You've told
us
enough.
There you go.
But
okay.
We get it now. Melting Frost musical.
Yeah.
Atticus.
Uh-huh.
Atticus. No, Attica, but Atticus Fincher, who is
Atticus
it?
Bartholomew Claus. He's the nephew of Santa Claus. And he notoriously has been on the naughty list for a long time.
Every year.
This year there's something called the Pole Exchange Program going on, PEP for short. And two of the Frosts from the South Pole are coming to the West Pole to learn about Christmas spirit. Uh-huh. And Atticus has been told by Uncle Nick, if you get them Christmas spirit, you will be on the nice list finally.
Does this music sound familiar to you?
It does.
It does.
That's our jolly little commercial we've got running.
No charge.
Thank you.
We are here with our marketing brains and Mrs. Claus from Old Tucson Studios. I'm Big Al, and filling in for Tom Moulton. We'll be back in just a little bit after we hit the break and hear a lot of love from CBS News, unfortunately. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson for Tom Moulton. I'm Alan Kaith, Big Al, and with us we have Natalie Eleftheriotis.
Nailed it.
Good job.
Great job.
Six syllables, man.
You just got on the nice list.
Not doing that often.
Well,
Ken Corpy. Yeah, Ken Corpy is here, and Mrs. Claus, or MC
Hello.
Claus, who we've spoke to about the real spirit of Christmas, and I think she nailed it. Holiday light shows, how many lights? Everyone counts them when they do these displays. Is it more than a million?
I don't know.
We've got to count
times
them next
the lights
year.
As last year.
Four times the number.
I have not counted every light, I'll tell you that. I can start if you'd like.
I saw the receipts,
It's
substantial.
I think you can delegate that one.
Okay, I'll delegate that one.
And then is TEP a partner? I mean, that's just the natural second question.
Just buying.
Maybe they should be TEP.
Yeah, we haven't actually,
are you
nothing official.
We'll see if Wendy Erica Worden, who may be listening, can step up and maybe help you next year. The Holiday Light Show, where you can sit in the back and enjoy an big show in the Mission Arena. And can people sing well? I know they can sing, but...
You mean on our crew?
And also the people that are...
Yeah.
That,
you know, one bit of entertainment I didn't mention, Daniel Ochoa, local musician, guitarist, singer. We have something called the Candy Cane Stage, which is in Town Square. And we have a musician there every night. Daniel Ochoa is doing the majority of the run, and he is just a fantastic musician. So he has three 25-minute sets throughout the night.
6:45, 8, and 9:15.
That's mm-hmm. right.
What is he, I mean, what is it, festive songs, or is it?
Yeah, all Christmas-themed songs.
All Christmas.
Some in English, some in Spanish. There's a hot cocoa bar and a station where you can roast s'mores right across from the stage. So
all
you can grab a s'more, grab a hot cocoa, come sit down and listen to Daniel.
And that's about a 20-minute show, three times a night. Mm-hmm. So you could catch all three shows. And it's every show's different, I'm guessing.
A little bit.
He does mix up the set.
He has a massive repertoire. So.
And in this holiday light show you were talking about, it's apparently 10 minutes in the Mission Arena every half hour.
Yeah, a few songs. It's not open yet. It's opening soon. But it's a programmed light show set up on the Mission set. And that is coming soon. Very exciting.
We were talking about the Three Orphans, which is a legitimate act that you guys have. It's called The Miner's Treasure.
Uh-huh.
Without giving too much away, what's the story?
So it's about where your treasure really lies. Like, is your treasure gold or is your treasure family? Mm-hmm. And spoiler alert, it's family. So it's about three orphans who are in search
of
their father.
Just ruined it for me.
You just ruined Christmas.
Christmas.
Just like that.
That's kind of neat. And that's 6, 8, and 9 o'clock.
That's always a favorite, too. I have a three-year-old son, and he loves all of it. You know, the lights, the shows, the music, everything. But what he loves more than anything else in this world is watching people fall off buildings at Old Tucson. So
the orphans really do fall off, Natalie?
Yes.
Oh,
safely.
Absolutely.
They're trained professional orphans.
What kind of a stunt show would it be?
There's got to be some sort of a Tempur-Pedic on the bottom there where they fall into.
There's something secret like that.
Tempur-Pedic, if you're listening, would you like to sponsor?
Yeah.
And all these ideas, and I've got
anybody
no
in Tucson, if you're listening.
Yeah, really.
So you came on board 2 years ago?
I've been working, it's a year and a half at this point, so not quite 2 years since I've been on board, and I don't know, something kind of happens to you when you start working at that place. It's a bit like the Hotel California, you know. I don't think I can ever leave.
Well, good.
but it's a good time, and I think the fact that we keep changing up events seasonally, there's something new each time. We're reinventing these events each year that they roll around. It keeps it fun and exciting and magical, and we have a really wonderful, hardworking team of managers there that are very personally invested in making these experiences something really special for the public. We have so many incredible people that follow us on social media that write the most beautiful things and fuel us and keep us going. For every sort of 10, 20 of those, there's always that one person who's like, I haven't been to Old Tucson for 20 plus years now. We hear that a lot. And to those people, and especially if anyone's listening that's like, oh, you know, maybe it's time to go back out there, I cannot encourage you enough. We're working so hard to make these events just magical, and it's definitely worth the trek.
It does sound compelling to somebody like me and probably our producer, M.D. Neely, and probably also Tom Moulton, who is on the line. Oh, Papa Noel. Papa, oh, Papa, my Papa. Are you on from Texas, Tom? Papa?
Oh, yes, this is Papa Noel. Hello, everyone.
Hello,
hi, Papa.
What's up, Pop?
I just wanted to give a message over to Mrs. Kloss.
I'm here.
I've been talking to Chris, you know, Chris Kringo, Mr. Santa Claus, and he asked me to pick up all of the brand new Tucson attractions passports, the Book of Fun. You know, 22 years ago, he asked me to come up with something along with the folks from the SAAA and that everyone would enjoy all the attractions. And so we called it the Book of Fun. So I picked them up at the printer, and they're over at the Visitor Center in Tucson as well as Green Valley. And of course, online as well. And we have over 100 attractions. Great places to save and enjoy the entire. But of course, you want to make sure you start your holiday cheer with Yuletide, of course. Right, Mrs. Kloss?
Yes, and I want to thank you very much for helping Santa out and picking those up. He's very busy this time of year, so any help he can get is really appreciated.
So, Papa,
you know, 22 years ago, we created the Book of Fun, and Santa Claus has been so kind to me. He lets me every once in a while. I'm going to be out in town at ringing the bell for the Salvation Army coming up in for a couple of weeks, and I'm always so glad to help Chris out as much as I can. And I loved, I'm going to come over and visit with him over at the West Pole as well. So I know you guys are live and on the air, and I want you to get back and tell everybody about the Yuletide. And one last thing, I want to ask you guys, because Santa's been helping me learn how to ho, and I'm just wondering, how am I doing?
It sounds
Let's hear it. Give us a good one. Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm a professional at this, and I should have full say. I think you're doing fantastic. I couldn't tell the difference. And that's saying a lot.
I can't do it as good as Chris can do, but I'm working on it. So you all have a happy holiday, and can't wait to come and see you over there at Yuletide. Wonderful Christmas experience.
Oh, we look forward to having you. Yes. Thanks, Papa Noel.
Make sure you come and see me for story time and a big old Christmas hug, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus, and Merry Christmas to all of you, and goodbye, Big Al. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak for just a few moments.
You are so welcome. It's always my pleasure to fill in for you. The shoes are big, but I can move around freely in those big shoes. So,
thank you, Big Al. You all take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Papa Noel.
Bye. Thank you, Papa Noel.
Family four-pack would like to give away, and one more highlight, Ken, that maybe we haven't talked about as we give the pack away here. 790-2040. Caller 3, not the first caller, caller 3. Matt Neely, our excellent producer, will take the third call. One more thing that we haven't brought out about Yuletide that you would talk to me about. Oh, there's something.
One more thing that I haven't talked to you about. I just want to reiterate that there's too much to do. So if you want to buy the fun pass and come multiple times. It's so worth the money. Every time you come back to Old Tucson, there's going to be something new. We have two new rides coming. Mm-hmm. We are expanding. We're in an expansion phase, and we're building this park up bigger than it's ever been. So I want to reiterate what Natalie said about, you know, these people who haven't been to Old Tucson in
long
10,
time.
20 years,
yeah.
This is the time to come back. Come back and see us.
You know, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, especially because some of those people now that you know, reminisce about their childhood visits there, they're now grown up with their own kids. And and this is not a property or a park that dates. It's timeless. You step into Old Tucson and it just exists in another time. It's relevant. You know, we're and anything that anyone may have felt wasn't relevant, we're working hard to make it so. It's definitely a place that everybody can enjoy.
When you were in third grade, I remember, and it was a focus group of some kind that, for some reason, I still remember, one of the top visiting sites, if you would come to Arizona, asked to people that weren't here, would be the Grand Canyon and would be Old Tucson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like one of the top two events that you need to do if you come to Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be number two again.
Well, I'm sure you're close. Matthew, do we have a winner?
Listener Kevin.
Kevin. And family four-pack for him. Thank you for listening, Kevin. We'll get with you. Matt has the information, and Natalie will take that and be back with you after the show. So congratulations. When we come back, we will be wrapping up, and we have a nice long segment to talk about other things in addition to Yuletide. You're listening to KVOI The Voice. This is Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. In for Tom Moulton, I'm Alan Big Al Kaith. Tom is in Texas somewhere. We still don't know where he's at. With us, the brains behind the beloved holiday spectacular Yuletide, a holiday spectacular.
A Western
Christmas
adventure.
Ching, ching.
At Old Tucson, I mean, the branding has to be perfect. I know that.
That's right.
So, Mrs. Claus, you've done a lot of listening. Natalie, you've done a lot of listening. We don't call them focus groups anymore because it connotes politically incorrect things. We call them listening groups.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned and what have you done differently that was done not the way you want it to be now?
Sure. I think Nightfall is a really good example of that.
Absolutely.
You can probably speak to that.
Oh, yeah. Nightfall, you know, the first year back, 3 years ago when the company took over, the new company, American Heritage Railways, you know, we did something a little different with Nightfall, and the public didn't respond wonderfully to it. And I came in the second year and
blew it up.
It was extremely important to all of us to not only build upon the great stuff that they did bring into the park that first year, but to listen very carefully to everything everyone in the public said. Because Old Tucson, you know, we've been here this long. We're part of Tucson. Old Tucson, in my mind, you know, is part of the cultural identity, and it belongs to the citizens in a way. We are constantly listening to what the public wants and making it happen. Mm-hmm. First year back, Nightfall, we didn't have the gargoyles. Gargoyles came back. Turkey legs came back. Parking was free the second year. Yeah. Second year was scarier. The third year was even scarier than that. Chainsaws came back the third year. Clowns came back.
Oh, I love those. Yeah.
So, you know, it's important to us to respond to the public and continue to build Old Tucson up in the image of what the public wants and what the public remembers about the place.
One thing that I will speak to, and again, there's announcements coming, but we've also listened to the feedback about, you know, pricing structure and how we can be more inclusive with that or diversify our pricing structure. 2025, people are going to see a lot of changes to that very topic, to gate entry and the cost to come in. We're basically creating more of a choose your own Wild West adventure type experience. There'll be something for everyone starting at, you know, a price point that suits all kinds of customers. That we'll be releasing some of that information along with the season pass, as I was talking about. So that was a huge thing, I think, about
Absolutely.
From customer feedback
yeah.
that we took on board and our upper management took very seriously, and we've sat down and worked it out. And
people are going to be really happy about it.
Yeah.
American Heritage Railways is your corporate
parent
boss.
Company.
Mm-hmm. Where are they based? In the Midwest?
Durango, Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice skiing facility there, I'm sure they have.
Yep.
What's the train?
Well, for those familiar with the Polar Express experience, which you can enjoy in so many different locations across the U.S.
cities.
Now, that's the point of origin for that.
Really?
Yeah,
yep.
So American Heritage Railway was responsible for implementing that, putting that on the trains.
So the corporation, the county, Pima County, needed an operator, mm-hmm. and there were probably a few people that bid on the RFP, the request for proposal,
uh-huh.
and you guys won that. And the first year is kind of a learning experience for you to see what you got, really.
Yeah.
Well, especially because the first, we talk about the first year, in the case of American Heritage Railway, it was the first season. It began almost, goodness, wasn't
oh, man.
It about
they had
2
like
months after they
a
Nightfall
couple of
opened.
Months to put yeah. up Nightfall.
Yeah.
That first year, they put it up so fast. So it was kind of an amazing feat that they even got open for Nightfall. But it's a great company. They have a vested interest in preserving American heritage in any capacity that manifests as. So Old Tucson was a great opportunity to live their mission.
Where did you come from? You interviewed in Durango and then moved here.
I was one of their local production managers for one of the Polar Express shows, the one in Paris, California. So that was my first, that's how I got acquainted with the company. And then shortly after, they were looking for a writer-director, and I interviewed and was hired to write and direct all of the shows for the second year of Nightfall, and that bled into Yuletide, last year's Western Day Park. And when John Mazinski retired, he was the former entertainment manager. I applied for the job, and here I am.
And how about you, Miss Australia?
Yeah, well, Australia by way of numerous other places, but I also moved out here from Los Angeles to work at Old Tucson. So it seems to be a thing that's happening. But we do have a lot of local talent and a lot of talent wanting to move in here.
Yeah,
as well.
We're wrapping it up, Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
Do I get the promised hug? Not now, but
absolutely.
Right after the show.
You are going to have Christmas spirit when I leave here.
Pitch me one more time, everybody, real quick about what we're doing. Anything?
Yuletide is a Western Christmas adventure, and as our caretaker Sam St. Cloud says in the opening ceremony, you're standing on magical ground when you're here in the West Pole. This is when you get to sit down and relax and be free of the ongoing march of time for one night.
How about you?
I'll get in trouble if I don't see this. Tickets starting at $39 for an adult, $24 for a child, available at www.oldtucson.com or at the gate.
Mrs. Claus, real quick.
Bring your family out for a wonderful time. You can't go wrong there. It's magical.
10 miles and 100 years outside of Tucson was the old branding for Old Tucson Studios. Still works today. Hope you have a great one. Thank you, Tom Moulton, for letting me fill in. Thank you, Old Tucson Studios, and Yuletide for coming and visiting. I'm Alan Kaith, and we'll see you sometime soon.